Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, as usual, we have an incredibly jam-packed transmission lined up for you today. It is Monday, the 28th day of November, 2011. We're about to enter the final month of 2011. Wow, time has certainly gone into jump speed. Now, we're working on getting General Hamid Ghul, former head of the Pakistani ISI, and a guy who's got his finger on the pulse of Pakistan like no other, a man the Washington Post calls the true leader of Al-Qaeda. That's because he knows Al-Qaeda is Al-CIA-da, and they don't like that. General Hamid Ghul, we're working on getting him on. It's like 10 o'clock at night over there right now, and he's trying to get back in his car from national TV, and there's riots all over the country in Bedlam. So they're calling it a revolution over there right now. We talked to General Ghul's son earlier. Peter Schiff is going to be joining us to get into MF Global, what's happening with the euro that will affect all of us because, well, the bankers are going to hold everybody hostage and get tens of trillions in other secret bailouts that's our taxpayer money, and then the local constabulary is going to squeeze it out of us. You're like, but that'll wreck the economy. That's the plan. Steal all the wealth while just rendering us down to pauper slaves. You know, memos have come out where they tell cops all over the country, get out there and generate more revenue even if you don't like it. Give them tickets for tent that's too thick. Give them tickets for tail lights out or license plate lights. Search them, get them, imprison them, get the money, or the whole country will collapse. We got to get the money. No matter how much money you raise, it's all taken offshore. Got it? But you won't believe me. So just squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and just strangle your own mother. Strangle your own country that gave you and your generations before you, your ancestors, sustenance. Strangle your own mother. Do it. Just do it consciously. I'm here to make sure you know that you're evil. Okay? Because Lord knows you're not going to change. General Hamid Ghul, Peter Schiff, and then I want to get another update. He hadn't been on with us since, what, last Tuesday. Gerald Celente will be popping in the last 30 minutes today. But we're going to take calls smattered in between as well. I want to hear from everybody. Now, why would the loving NATO forces that ship narcotics into the entire planet out of Afghanistan, why would the loving NATO forces that have been caught running giant child kidnapping rings worldwide, it's in the news, NATO, UN, all of them, why would they again bomb a Pakistani military base accidentally? Do you really think the zit-faced kids, and that's what they are, piloting the CIA drones, murdering people, are doing it on accident? No, it's meant to stir them up. That's why they've planted Al-Qaeda in Libya. They're getting ready to do it in Syria. They're moving towards Al-Qaeda light in Egypt. They're planting the next enemy. It's full-spectrum dominance. See, the globalists occupy, they call it balance, all points of the compass. They create all the major movements except one, the movement that is aware of them. A movement at first glance, very similar to the Illuminati. But then you learn that the Illuminati is a counterfeit of full spectrum awakening of truth. It's a twisted lie, though. We research the secrets of humankind, the secrets and mysteries of the universe. I seek liberty and freedom. The Illuminati claims they seek all of that, but truly they seek to abolish all systems and establish the ultimate scientific dictatorship in their own words. Newt Gingrich, Bertrand Russell, going back over 100 years before that, Adam Weishaupt. They use their knowledge of humankind to control. I'm here to bring knowledge and awakening to empower humanity and to defeat the Illuminati and their master.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. We are live here. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to expose the global technocrats and their sociology, anthropology, psychology system that they're using to try to take over what was normal human civilization and rewrite it into a new, basically absorbed corporate slave system. And that's if you're lucky enough to even be allowed to live. Every globalist document out there on population says once the world government is truly in place, once the, quote, technocracy is in place, the resources will then be systematically shut off. All of the hundreds and hundreds of millions killed by the globalists just the last 50, 60 years is only a beta test for what's coming. General Hamid Gul is reportedly going to be joining us from Pakistan. We're working on that right now. The country is obviously in complete bedlam. Peter Schiff's going to be joining us on the euro implosion and what that's going to mean in the new global superbank. Gerald Celente will give us updates on MF Global, foreshadowing bank runs in the future that are inevitable if we continue down this course. Also, medical mafia using financial leverage to enforce children's vaccinations on poor families, lying and saying it's the law. Bloomberg first reported on $16 billion in missing money. Now they're reporting on another $13 billion that the Federal Reserve has stolen from taxpayers. But they've got Homeland Security in place to make sure we don't bring them to justice. All premeditated. Also continuing, we have an article titled Newt Gingrich, Mr. New World Order, an excellent article by Paul Watson. And when I commissioned him to write this this weekend, I did my own little report on it yesterday live on the radio. I gave him the headline, Newt Gingrich, Mr. New World Order. I think we'll keep that headline at prisonplanet.com, but I think we're going to change it on InfoWars to go even more viral. And the article gets a bit into this, but perhaps we should have just have another article by Kurt Nemo or someone. Newt Gingrich, Obama's ringer, or system, you know, Gingrich activated as 2012, Newt Gingrich, 2012 Republican ringer deployed, something like that. Because he's a Bob Dole, guaranteed, just like he was a takedown operative for the 94 Patriot takeover, and he will do it. You can absolutely bet your bottom dollar. You see, they put forward Perry, they put forward Romney. People aren't biting. Both of them globalist. Both of them anti-gun, carbon tax, sanctuary city, abortion, at least in the past with Perry, but he switched. Romney still pushes it. But as bad as they are, remember I told you months ago, don't count Gingrich out. They'll build him up. Oh, what a smart man. I read quotes yesterday. In fact, I'll dig these back out of the stack later and read them again, where he said the end of America, the end of the family, the end of sovereignty. I mean, just classic New World Order. He was part of this particular futurist society that openly calls for global socialism through technology and neocon behavior. And I played clips of Al Gore loving him. We have clips of that. I played clips of Nancy Pelosi loving on him and him endorsing the carbon taxes, Newt Gingrich. I played clips of Bill Clinton lovey-doveying on Newt Gingrich. I mean, you think illegal alien amnesty's bad. That's nothing. And we better expose Newt Gingrich because Obama is better than Newt Gingrich, and I'll tell you why. Obama's an old shoe. Obama's a worn-out tire. He was going to be the Messiah. Remember the media said he was going to fix it all. Not a chicken in every pot, a car in every garage, free houses, everything. He was going to fix it. Financed by the exact same banksters that ran Bush and Clinton and all the rest of them. He was going to fix it all. He was Valhallic, heaven-like, a apparition of Mount Olympus. Shades of heaven, nirvana. And the bigger they are, the harder they fall. He was just there to buy time, sucker people and play left off against right. So, Newt Gingrich, Obama, two peas in a pod. But Gingrich, and I've studied Gingrich closely for now 20 years, and I've studied Obama in the last 5-6. And I can tell you now, Newt Gingrich is far more evil than Barack Obama. Barack Obama is a slick teleprompter-reading, empty suit who likes to smoke cigarettes, work out 3 times a day, do a bunch of drugs, have a bunch of sex. He's a worldly person, but and he is wicked. But Newt Gingrich is a psychopath, not a sociopath. I've studied him, and I went over some of it yesterday, but multiple wives, a wife's dying of cancer, he divorces them, relishes being mean to them, relishes operating as a conservative and as a patriot because he hates us so much. He is the ultimate Benedict Arnold. And you can also just look in his eyes and his demeanor and all of it. He is, and his writings about, I seek to overthrow the system of the world and create a new system. I have the drive. The new age is upon us. I am empowered and I will rise forth. I mean, these are public writings. This is pure Illuminati initiate. By the way, I know real Illuminati initiates. I shouldn't even get into it, because as a journalist, unless somebody tells me of crimes, I'm sworn to not even. I'll shut my mouth right now. I know people that have been in the Hellfire Club. I know people that have been part of the satanic orgies. I have talked to high-powered people who have been in the rituals that you see in movies like Eyes Wide Shut. Minus death. They didn't get that far. I have obviously been approached. Ladies and gentlemen, you do not know how real this is until you've gotten to the level I have achieved. Through God's blessings, you could also see it as a curse, but it's not. The devil claims he's here to liberate and empower, but he's here to put you into bondage, ladies and gentlemen. And the Illuminati does not bring enlightenment or empowerment. It brings pain. It brings enslavement. I belong to an organization that doesn't have a building and doesn't have a membership. It's people that love liberty and love freedom with all their hearts and all their mights and who want to be good people and who want to raise their children to be straight and strong and good. And I pray here publicly that God give me the strength to not be worldly and to be good and to steady my mind and my focus so that I might be an instrument to raise up the good and bring down the bad. And I pray that others will say that prayer with me, because there are no atheists in foxholes. And make no mistake, there's a war on for your mind, your body, your soul, your property, and most importantly, your progeny. The system wants their minds, wants their intellects, wants to fashion them. And we just turn our children over to all the toxic food and the TV and the culture and the public schools and the vaccines and all of it. I am trying to really transform myself. And that's why I get into spiritual issues, because I cannot contain the fact that that is where I am in my life. I am weak. We're all weak, but we're strong through God, and we've got to ask for that strength. And you're not going to find that strength in one of these establishment churches. You're going to find it in your heart and at 3 a.m. in a personal relationship with the spirit of creation, with the God of the universe, with the creator. You can have whatever names you want. You have a relationship with it. You know it's real. Those that don't have a relationship with it, they do not understand, and that is a great curse to them. And they will never have the deep discernment. They will never have the deep understanding, and that's sad. But some people, you just can't reach. And I'm not here to reach those that can't be reached. I'm here for a lot of reasons, just as we all are. I'm here on my own journey, in my own test. And I'm here to get others to simply wake up out of their trance and make a decision which side they're going to serve. Because God is all about free will. And God knows many people are in a trance, literal sleepwalking trance. Prozac puts you into one. And the entire class of serotonin reuptake inhibitors. The television artificially lowers people into a threshold, right at sleepwalking, scientific fact. Those that watch TV 4 or 5 hours a day by 60 generally have an onset of early Alzheimer's, some even as young as 30. You can look it up. It's TV Alzheimer's. See all the studies for 20 years. They've known well about it. Because you're not supposed to spend your time in a sleepwalking phase. You're supposed to sleep your 7-8 hours and that's it. You're not supposed to be sleeping another 5-6 hours a day. And there's other things at work. The video games are brain damaging people. If you don't believe me, just look it up. And it's all done by design. I'm only here to get you to look around you and make a decision. No one can make you face reality. No one can make you take the red pill. I'm just here to offer it. You take the blue pill, you go back to the establishment world. You take the red pill, you can start going down the rabbit hole. We'll be right back with the news. Stay with us. Here's some of the headlines at Infowars.com. I already mentioned Newt Gingrich, Mr. New World Order by Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. Here's another one. Government is the reason we don't have a constitution anymore. Excellent blurb by Kurt Nemo. Also, Al-Qaeda terrorist airlifted from Libya to aid Syrian opposition. That is publicly admitted. Remember the video on BBC of the Al-Qaeda forces, literal Al-Qaeda, with the big sign saying, Syria, here we come. And they'll blow that country to kingdom come and murder people in mass. And it'll be hailed by our sickening, degenerate system that is so wicked. They have Al-Qaeda working for them publicly while saying they have TSA pedophiles sticking their hands down our pants to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. And they get the shoe bomber on the plane and the Christmas bomber and every other one. I mean, it's just totally staged. On record, they ship the opium in, public criminal government, just in your face. Wow. Also, the Financial Times of London is saying the Eurozone has 10 days left at most if you don't give the bankers total power, and then you'll give them tens of trillions more in a takeover, and oh, that'll be collapsing and making America collapse, so they'll have to merge and have a global restructuring OECD bank. How many times have I told you this? I saw a video this weekend of Nigel Farage, who we got to get back on, member of the EU Parliament out of England. And it showed him going back years ago predicting how they would stage the crisis, how they would do it. And then it showed the new video clips. In fact, I want to get that and kind of re-edit it together to be shorter and play it on the nightly news tonight or tomorrow. But there's just some of the news on that front. But then look at all this other news. Finally, people are starting to get it. You know, we had this article out a few days ago. Senate moves to allow military to intern Americans without trial. NDAA detention provision would turn Americans into battlefield. Turn the whole country into a battlefield. Now, it says, don't worry, though. Only if you're fighting against the U.S. government or other designation will you be secretly arrested and taken to a camp. And citizens are exempt until you read the other provision that says, unless the military prescribes because you're fighting. And people try to spin it and say, it doesn't say that. Ron Paul's wrong. Alex Jones is wrong. The ACLU's wrong. All these groups have come out and said that's what it says. I know how to read. Okay? And then they try to spin it and say, they don't do that. Oh, really? They only kill American citizens if they choose without a trial or arrest now. People say, well, why don't they want the intelligence? Come on, folks. They didn't really kill Anwar al-Awlaki. They just set the precedent. I predicted he'd be killed when it came out he was secretly hanging out at the Pentagon. He's no good to run Al-Qaeda anymore once that came out, to the lower-level jihadis that actually think they're fighting the great Satan and not working for it. America's not the great Satan, but the global bankers that run this country and run Al-Qaeda are. Get it through your heads, police and military and others. It's called full-spectrum dominance. Just research any intelligence operation. Research any modern war in the last 300 years. The bankers fund all sides, sometimes four or five factions. They always win. They've taken it one step further. They actually go out and create the opposition and have publications to even create their own hatred. Then they come over here and manipulate us, and it's all public, and I'm not playing along just because it's fun to hate men with beards and turbans on their heads. If you rednecks actually went over and actually hung out with those people in Afghanistan, you'd like them. I've talked to the soldiers that are over there. They're more redneck, more backwoods, more hillbilly than you could ever imagine. They like guns more than your granddaddy did. Shut up and stop being stupid. Stop being idiots. Stop being morons. They're building us up to have a war with these people so the globalists can destroy both sides. I'm not going along with it. But finally, even Alternet, the big liberal system, can't believe their Lord Obama. I remember when Alternet and others criticized me for saying they wanted to use troops on the streets of America years ago, but oh, goody, goody gumdrops. How could this happen in America? Why are police treating Americans like military threats? By William Hoagland. And then it goes on to talk about the military's involved and Homeland Security's taking over. Why, that's not constitutional. Why, our precious federal government, it's not supposed to take over the states. What's happening here? I thought you were my friend. I thought you loved me, government. And so you got Ron Paul, libertarians waking up. You got the ACLU screaming bloody murder. You got the liberals freaking out. You got conservatives starting to wake up. Good. Good. Because we're all under attack, whether you're in the military, a cop, a school teacher, a conservative, a liberal, an atheist, an agnostic, a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, whatever you are, this New World Order jacks with your food and water and plays scientific mad scientists with you and your family. And I've shown you all the documents, the sterilants and the vaccines, the water, the food. They're none of you are on the winning team. Got that? You have to join the people.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. General Hamid Ghul was scheduled to be on right now, but the country is obviously in a total uproar. He's not back in traffic yet. It's like 10:30 at night, Pakistan time. So he'll either be on later in the broadcast or tomorrow. But with obviously, former head of Pakistani intelligence, a key person to get on. We're going to be working on that. Peter Schiff is scheduled in about 45 minutes from now. Gerald Celente is popping in as well, obviously, on all the big global developments and an update on MF Global. I want to open the phones up right now, and I want to do what I did last week and again last night to a certain extent. I say 30 seconds. I end up giving you about a minute or so or 2 minutes because you say such great points, but it's always hard. 30 seconds, maximum 45. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and one little caveat, if you hadn't called in a long time or you're a first-time caller, and then later I'll let folks call in who try to get in all the time, I just want people who never can get in to get in, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. By the way, we can guarantee delivery if you order by the 19th of December. And your purchase of books, videos, T-shirts supports my broadcast. If you look over here on the table, if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, if not, you can go to InfoWars.com. You can see the 18-film special, all 18 of my documentaries, bumper stickers, audio CD on top of it, and a citizen rule book, $99.95. We have never offered anything approaching this. The everything special is normally $360. This is $260 off. We have a We the People Ideas, our bulletproof Constitution shirt that's very popular. That's available. And we have two new films that are available. And I want to get the scientist on. This is not even available in the U.S. We are the first outfit, this has been out about 6 months, to sell this in the U.S. We had to buy this from Germany, but it's an English film. Scientist under attack, genetic engineering in the magnetic field of money. A film about courage, secrecy, and danger. And it's a German director. It also has a bonus film on it, Monster Salmon, that they admit will extinct regular salmon within 40 generations of the simulations they've done. They, of course, cloned it and spliced it with other animals and other plants and insects, depending on the variant. This is an incredible documentary. Incredible. And it's available at Infowars.com. Scientist under attack. Genetic engineering in the magnetic field of money. Incredible how they've tried to shut things down. And then, you want to know what goes on at Guantanamo Bay and how they literally manufacture terrorists out of the group to be triple agents and how they torture these people. Outside the Law, Stories from Guantanamo, how they beta tested this for the rest of the American people. A film by Polly Nash and Andy Worthington. Another very powerful film available at Infowars.com. And again, we're the only ones I know of carrying this. Some people have bought it from us and are selling it, but we like to bring you exclusive things that, well, we sell whatever I watch and think is powerful, or whatever I read and think is powerful. So, or whatever you recommend them, in many cases, I then watch and carry if I agree with it. So, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can go to Infowars.com for the online video bookstore, films, t-shirts, you name it. Also, I don't know how long I'm going to do this because we've had to hire a couple more people, and it's become actually, we're actually losing money on it. I obviously can't do that because we got to continue to fund our operation and expand it, hopefully. But the end game goal is to get the word out, is why I've done it. I've got a bunch of special packages going where we sell bumper stickers at cost. And I'm still not going to bring them to the price they were, because that wasn't high, but we did make a profit off of it. And I think it was prohibitive for people to get a bunch of them. But I am going to go up in the new year on the price of the bumper stickers a little bit. Because right now, it's more than a loss leader. We are losing money on it. A loss leader is supposed to be breaking even. So if you want to get those, please get them out to people. Post them in public, but legal places, obviously. Check your local laws. You don't want to do like the Founding Fathers did and actually post bulletins up everywhere and post it on government buildings and things against the Redcoats. We don't do that now because the Founding Fathers were bad, FEMA has taught us. So post this only in legal and lawful areas. We got 100 packs, 25 packs, you name it, at Infowars.com. And if you believe in what we're doing and notice the New York Times and Forbes and everybody else coming out against us, and Rolling Stone and New York Magazine and MSNBC and Nightline and everything else, support our local AM and FM affiliates. That means if you're a local business, call up and sponsor the show. Large sponsor, big sponsor. Let them know you're doing it because of the broadcast. I can't tell you how many stations pick us up on the weekend, and 6 months later, they put us on at night, or even 2 months later. And then a few months later, they put us on live during the day. And then they go, wow, we've gone from number five to number one. That's what the truth can do. So support our local sponsors. And if you're a business, sponsor the local station, and also continue to spread the word about Infowars.com, the free audio streams, the free podcast, the free iPhone app. It's in the listen page for iPhones. We never made one for Droid, but other people made them for Droids. You can find some of those out there. Then I get calls, people saying, can you fix my Android app or make it work? We never made one. I have hired two more IT people just to fix problems and bugs we have on PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars. We're exhausting our funds with that. We are, so we can then get everything fixed. It's working pretty good, but fixed. And then move on to launching all sorts of free apps and paid apps and other goodies. And we're a factory of resistance, an armory of resistance. We're in here forging the weapons. Ah! But when you support us and do your Christmas shopping, that helps us continue to expand what we're doing. And don't take talk radio for granted. Don't take the fact that I'm on XM for granted because it's starting to get big ratings and who knows what the establishment will do. So let XM know that you're buying XM this holiday season or getting one of the portable units. They got a special going this week. A reason I know is I'm going to get one from the office. I'm addicted to XM and Sirius. And by the way, Bill, they've got a special running right now. I forget the name of the unit, but I want to get it's like their special deluxe channel portable radio. I want one in the office, maybe two, like one back there in that area and then one here. Plus, it's good for Intel to be able to go through all the channels. But I want the company to get two of those. And obviously, if it's more for a company to get them, I'll just put it on my little slave tracker card. But don't let me forget, I want two of those XM systems. Okay. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, a little plug for XM because been on there 2 years. We were on the weekend, then at night, then live. I couldn't believe it when they first put us on there. But again, it shows that we've got a lot of friends in high places. Plus, humans are designed to put a winner on the field. Not that I'm perfect, but when it comes to talk radio, we're winners. And we're the best kind of winners, underdog winners. Because that's what humanity is, an underdog winner. It's only when we're down that we learn how to get up. All right, I'm going to stop being a football coach here and just give you a smattering of some of the headlines, then go to your calls. Let me just start. I never know where to start, and I don't get to any of it. Let me just start here and just read headlines. Daily Mail. Pakistan gives America a two-week ultimatum to abandon secret airbase and closes border into Afghanistan, which is devastating to the overall opium harvesting operation over there. They'll tell you to the war effort. Enduring freedom. Yes, the opium will come out forever to you and your family. And if the cops catch your kid using it, in the slammer. They got hunting dogs ready to take down your little rabbit. So keep your little rabbit away from their goods. Hundreds of Afghan-bound supply truck lines. Hundreds of Afghan-bound supply trucks line up as tensions mount. This is the new globalist system where they even bomb their allies. And, of course, why is all this happening to the nuclear power Pakistan? Pakistan orders U.S. to leave airbase and fight over deadly NATO assault. Islamabad says U.S. must leave Shamsi base in 15 days after deaths of at least 24 Pakistani soldiers in mistaken attack. Pakistan has given the U.S. 15 days to vacate the airbase used as the key launch pad for drone strikes in Afghanistan in rendition for a mistaken attack and retaliation for a mistaken attack on Pakistani border outposts that killed at least 24 soldiers and injured 13. And that's happened, what, three times in the last year? American forces were told to leave the remote airbase recently given over to the U.S. after 9/11 following an emergency meeting of Pakistan's top civilian and military leadership late on Saturday. And why? Because the country is on the verge of total overthrow. And the globalists are doing a balance to enrage the radicals while they've been caught funding al-Qaeda in the country. That's come out. CIA guy trying to get nuclear material to people so they could frame the government. While at the same time, the government, via payoffs, tries to hold on to power and says, please stop. They're going to overthrow us. And they're like, that's the plan. And then we'll carpet bomb all of you and send in special forces to get the nukes. And we'll bring al-Qaeda in after that. And our public will give up their rights in fear of al-Qaeda. And the whole world's like, but that doesn't make any sense. You're the terrorist. Our public will not wake up to that. They've drunk deep of the fluoride. Continuing. The base was used heavily for launching the war in Afghanistan in 2001 and later served as the base for U.S. drone program, which bombs the Pakistanis themselves. Set in sparsely populated desert in the western province, it's a highly controversial within Pakistan for its association with drones, which go around killing whole villages and whole groups to kill, quote, one al-Qaeda. Continuing, Pakistanis burn Obama effigy and U.S. flag. Oh, they hate America. Yeah, it's so pathetic. That's why occasionally I try to go on Pakistani TV or radio when I can to have English-speaking language. As I can explain, you want to burn effigies of the Federal Reserve and the pyramid. We're occupied just like you. That flag and what it symbolizes, not what it's been appropriated for, would never do the things that are happening now. Down with NATO. They chanted, down with NATO, Yankees go back. So, I mean, they know some of what's going on. Continuing, NATO braces for reprisals after deadly airstrike on Pakistan border post. Concerns the ISI intelligence agency uses suspected influence over insurgent groups to launch reprisal attacks. See? And now the globalists will probably attack themselves and say the government did it when it's on record that the Al-Qaeda groups are globalist run. It's incredible. I mean, I have an article here in my stack. Here it is. Al-Qaeda terrorists. This is Paul Joseph Watson, links to the Telegraph, another mainstream news admitting it. We'll show you a document cam of this bad boy. Al-Qaeda terrorist airlifted from Libya to aid Syrian opposition. Weapons and fighters sent to support overthrow of President Assad. And it goes through the whole report. I'll get to that later. But right now, let's go to your calls. Then I'll get into Ohio puts 200-pound third grader in foster care. Some will say, well, that child's too big. Once you give in to the nanny state, it's over. Because according to the Department of Education and others, they say if your child is 1% over body weight, in the future they will be taken. And what they say is regular body weight is basically chicken-necked. See, this is all about slavery, and this is a key, and then I'm going to go to your calls. Slavery never went away. The system now just enslaves everybody. And they set up weird little tricks and use morality against us. When you make drugs illegal, it puts money into it. It makes it popular. It makes it avant-garde. It makes it risque. Young people then want to use it. You have Hollywood advertise it as racy. Then the banks get an unofficial tax, tens of trillions globally every few years in the aggregate, $500 billion a year alone in the U.S. in narcotics on record. You then corrupt police, corrupt the society. But what is the drug war? You put chemicals out there while the very same banks, subsidiary drug companies, put out hundreds of other, even just as deadly or more deadly, synthetic systems, and then you get addicted to that. And then when you get addicted and can't get it later, they imprison you for that. It's all puppet master behavior. And they're coming out with super drugs for total control now. That's what Philip K. Dick wrote about in A Scanner Darkly. That I, of course, am a minor thespian in a Richard Linklater film came out a few years ago with Tommy Pallotta. The point is, watch that film and wake up. It's a way to enslave you. It's like putting corn out and deer come out and you shoot them and you say, they were eating my corn. They bring the drugs in, they profit from it, and then when you're stupid enough to use it, it's their excuse to imprison you. You know, I never told the whole story, but to tell it briefly and then go to break, and then in this little story will be the statement I want to make. Key little nugget that I've said before in different ways, but it's important. I'm driving along 3:30 Friday, going home early. I'm driving in the slow lane because I'm on the phone talking to my wife. And I see the state police car parked in the median, totally dangerous, you know, endangering everybody, reckless driving always. They all do it in the name of their, you know, almighty dollar revenue generation. Whips out behind me, pulls me over. I pull over, comes over to the passenger side, which they're doing more and more because they learned that's the number one cause of their death before. Idiots, I still see them hanging their butts out in the street. Comes over, looks at me. And he says, I want your license and your registration and all this stuff. And I said, I know it's all on your computer. Go ahead and give me tickets. You know who I am. You just ran my license plate. Just give me tickets. Just revenue generate. But I go, you and your drug dealing government are going to implode and your family has no future. I want you to know that. And I started going into the whole DynCorp, Halliburton, child slave rings, Texas Youth Commission, everything. And I said, this is a joke. Illegal aliens are let go all day, and you let them go for drunk driving crimes. This is all about me being a fat sheep you're sucking off of. And he starts going, what's in that bottle? And I go, oh, it's all about me being the bad guy. It's a water, as it says on the bottle. What's in that tin can? Gee, you're looking right in here. You see it says water on it. All about how I'm bad, isn't it? I said, I want to look in your car. Government statistically is the most dangerous group. CPS is 17 times more likely sexually to abuse children, 5 times more likely other physical forms. I said, I don't like you. I go, you statistically are the most dangerous group out there. You statistically, government, are the number one crime syndicate. I want to look in your car. And he said, all right, here's your warning about no license plate on the front of your car. Oh, he ran the tent on the side of the window. He went on and on and on looking for something. And then he was so embarrassed by it in the end, he gave me the warning, which is also a psych warfare deal, even though he hasn't been told. They're giving lots of warnings now to make people psychologically think before even bigger revenue generation and nitpicking operation that you were warned. The point is, they set all this up as an excuse to make us slaves and to get us to accept the fact that we're slaves through little fake procedural baloney systems. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. It's just such an epiphany for me. And I know it. I know you know it. But, you know, something you already know really hits you. That this system is consciously evil. It's got all these well-meaning people working for it. The average cop is like a hunter. They're just out hunting for infractions, and yeah, they know it's revenue, but if you don't do it, the whole system will become lawless, and oh, what are we going to do? The point is, when you are out there nickel and diming people for no reason and wanting to search their cars and stuff, while the whole government at the top is engaged in massive crimes, it is an abomination. It is a fraud. And that cop was going, what's in that bottle? Well, what's going on here? What's going on there? And I'm just like, you're just trying to make me feel like I'm the bad guy. Subconsciously, probably. It's all about, and all these signs where the cops are standing there on billboards going, we're going out tonight. Don't drink and drive. And all the PSAs, it's all about how government cares about you. And government can be trusted, but you can't. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't even really speed anymore. I very rarely will be out on some country road and will open it up. And then I'm afraid of deer. I've got my children to take care of. I've got an operation against the globalists to take care of. So I, even though I like to drive 150 miles an hour, I don't even do that anymore. I don't even do it twice a year. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm good. You're bad. You work for a certifiable, verified tyranny. And they act like, oh, it's Obama doing it. Oh, it's Bush doing it. Those are nothing puppets. We've got a sick globalist oligarchy running our country. I'm going to stop ranting now and go to your calls. It's just, we're in trouble. It isn't going to get better. It's going to get worse. And those silly little police officers, they're having their future destroyed by this just like we all are. And I talk about cops a lot because in every tyranny, they're where the rubber meets the road. And they've got a tough job as well. A lot of them aren't bad people. But they're so brainwashed like everybody else. And if they could just know what I knew. But they've got to want to know. Like when I had the FBI here one time. And I said, you don't know about all this? I was talking about Oklahoma City and government sterilization. And the FBI guy says, no, I don't know and I don't want to know. And I had his attention. And I right then, I had no respect. Oh, you don't want to know. Like, you deny all this is going on, so it just goes away. You're like somebody saying, well, it looks like my neighbor's burying something in their backyard. It looks like a body, but I'm just going to live in denial about that. That makes you an accessory. You make me sick. But we got it so good in this country. All right, let's start with Corey in North Carolina. You got about a minute. Corey, go ahead.
This will be loaded immediately, and you can go ahead and process your file as soon as that is all
Yeah, he's taking another call or doing something else. Guy's calling in while he's at work. He's telling somebody, you can go ahead and process your file while you do that. We'll go back to him later, whatever. Be glad you got a talk show host that's so wound up and cares so much about knowing reality that most talk show hosts lean on callers, lean on clips, lean on guests. Not us. We have guests on because I want to hear what they have to say and bounce my ideas off of them. Look, I can't stand people not knowing reality. It's frustrating.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm looking at an article from CBS News. Adams County sued over death man held for 25 days. Incredible. I'm going to get to this later. Man, now, even though when it's on video and you don't touch cops, they charge you with assault. He didn't understand the police. They, of course, grabbed him. Then, of course, they charged him with assaulting him. And they held him for 25 days because they didn't have an interpreter. They just throw you in dungeons now and waddle off. Such a crook government. Don't all you crooks understand that once crooks take over, everything falls apart because none of you will, you'll all just BS each other forever? Let's go to Tate in Detroit. Tate, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, love you, man. I'm going to have to disagree with you. I don't want you to get worked up and ruin the rest of the show, but I really think that you missed an opportunity to educate the hearts and minds of people on Occupy Wall Street by not being involved in it. There is a massive disgruntled people there that know Wall Street has taken over this country in a fascist dictatorship. The problem is that their solutions are flawed, and I think that if you and many other prominent libertarians would have gotten involved, that we could actually change the dialogue and actually get an educated response on what we could do in this new system.
Well, Tate, here's the problem. I don't agree with your characterization. What happened with Occupied Wall Street is Ron Paul stuff's not allowed. InfoWars signs are torn down. The leadership of it is George Sorosian, and is Obamanoid. And it's a very diverse group, and we've made videos, reports, had them on, covered it, reached out to them with the facts. I've had my reporters down there in Austin, and they say, you don't come down here with a Ron Paul sign. Get out of here. You're literally going, get out of here. Get out of here. We're banned off the Occupy Wall Street website. What do you say to that, Tate?
Why is the media so against these people and calling them dirty and name-calling
It's a full-spectrum dominance dialectic, sir. It's a manipulation. The globalists call for the revolution because they know there's already about to be a real one. They make it against capitalism. A diverse group shows up. The establishment goes in, infiltrates it, tries to take control of it on one end from the left, while also demonizing protest by demonizing them on the other hand. It's a full spectrum analysis, a full spectrum attack.
One thing, many others would disagree with you.
Do what?
Kaiser and Salente would disagree with you. Many other prominent people would disagree with you that this is an actual genuine uprising against a dictatorship that Wall Street's controlling.
Yeah. Well, listen, I have those guys on the show. But in the final equation, I follow my counsel. I don't really brag about myself, but, you know, my elevator goes all the way to the top. My head's screwed on straight. I built something pretty substantive here with my understanding of things. I have other people on because I find them interesting and want their perspective. But you also kind of, Salente overall says this is the beginning of a revolution and overall it's good. I agree with that. That's the same thing Kaiser says, but he also admits that it's been infiltrated. I mean, they're calling for an end of capitalism. That's what the bankers want. I mean, it's on record that Obama and Soros and others are in there running this, and MoveOn.org. And I said that months ago, and it's still true. I'm right. I mean, it's easy to just say, hey, I love Occupy Wall Street. You're great. But, again, I threw out issues of them going after my free speech, others' free speech. You have nothing to say to that. I said there's a diverse group, but the system put the group, called the group to be there. People showed up. They were already upset. You just don't understand what I'm saying, Tate. And you sound like a smart guy. So I don't think you're trying to understand what I'm saying. Okay? But hey, the good news is you're out there. You can get out there and educate them then. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Business Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
A lot of incredible things are obviously happening right now. I'm reading Trilateral Commission documents from the 1970s, where they said they would create the three economic unions and flow them through derivatives, then out of that currency crisis, merge them. Well, now they're announcing a bank of the world, a financial union in Europe to unify everything and to be able to send literal military-style police in to raise the money and get rid of all sovereignty that's left. And they have the nerve to spin it as it's like a United States of America. Really, United States of America with unelected socialist, globalist bureaucrats that make 70%+ of the laws for England, even though they're not members, where England can't vote on even getting out of it and never voted to get in. And most of the countries never allowed votes. When they do, they vote to get out. And then it's a tiny group of elite banks making all the other free market systems look bad, with their own publications like The Economist and Time Magazine blaming the free market for what they have done. And the uneducated public, in many respects, is falling for it. Look at Occupy Wall Street, generally. Not the whole group, but the leaders of it. They're saying, capitalism did this. No, capitalism didn't create unfair NAFTA and GATT deals. Capitalism didn't ship our jobs overseas to sweetheart communist dictatorships where they put taxes on us and tax breaks to leave. That's not a level playing field. Free market didn't give 16 plus trillion and then some and other bailouts to offshore banks in Europe. And now they're going to raise the taxes, cut the benefits and austerity and blame capitalism for it. Incredible. Joining us to talk about this and MF Global and more is Peter Schiff. He's CEO of Euro Pacific Capital, author of How an Economy Grows and Why It Crashes, and hosts the Peter Schiff Show right here on the GCN Radio Network. Europac.net is the website. Of course, if you just joined us, I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com and Infowars Nightly News at PrisonPlanet.tv, where Peter's also joined us recently. Peter Schiff, so much is happening now. You're talking about total Europe implosion just to hold folks hostage to get this new power grab. But even if the system gets that, where is it going? What's happening? You predicted much of what is now unfolding. And how does this tie into the loss of confidence in commodities markets due to the MF Global situation, now over $3 billion?
Well, I don't know how much you can connect MF Global to Europe other than the fact that it was its bad bets on European bonds that ultimately led to its demise. But I suppose if it wasn't European bonds, it could have been something else that they were speculating with. But, you know, the most disturbing part about it is they were using customer funds. And, of course, you know, it's John Corzine, former governor, former U.S. senator, that was the mastermind behind MF Global. He was running it. He ran it into bankruptcy. And it's very scary because he is the guy that designed President Obama's economic policy, as if it actually needed somebody to design it. I mean, a little kid could have thought it up. But the fact that it was Corzine, who I guess his plan is going to do for America what it did for MF Global, that's a pretty pretty scary proposition. But I don't know how this is all going to shake out in the short run in Europe. The problem is they got too much debt. They got too much debt because they got too much government. And one of the reasons that governments were able to borrow a lot of money is because interest rates were very low for a while. You know, during most of the last decade, the Fed had interest rates very low. As a result of that, all the other countries had low interest rates. And Europe in particular, when you brought a lot of these weaker economies like Italy and Spain and Portugal and Greece into the Eurozone, they got a big drop in interest rates, because historically, if the Italians wanted to borrow money or the Greeks wanted to borrow money, it was expensive because people knew they were going to get paid back in drachma or lira, and they knew there was going to be a lot of inflation. But all of a sudden, when they had the euro, the bond market was much more confident. So the Italians and the Greeks and were able to borrow a lot more money than they could have in the past, and that's exactly what we did. And now they're paying the price for all that debt. But we've got a similar situation. We've got even more debt. We're going to have to pay the same price. It's just a question of time.
Now, Peter, continuing, going back to MF Global, I've seen numbers in the news of he was betting 40 to 1. I've seen numbers in Bloomberg of 100 to 1. Regardless, then I saw the media going back 2 weeks ago or more, spin it that, okay, they took Gerald Celente's six-plus figures and now 50,000 other people's money, and they're going to keep some people's segregated accounts 100%, and then others they're going to, give them 60% back. But none of that's really started to happen. And now people are asking, where's the money? First, they said J.P. Morgan had it. And as you pointed out, we actually have found the video clip of going back 3 years ago, right after Obama got elected. They sent the Vice President Biden over to New Jersey, and he's sitting there at the podium with Corzine saying, thank God when we were talking about having to have bank closures and revaluations, thank God that, a bank holiday was the word. Thank God you were there advising us on our current plan. So when you say he's the top advisor, and then he's a guy at the roulette wheel, not even betting on, a bunch of spots, all the money, but one number. I mean, it's lunacy. It is scary.
Yeah. Well, what was his plan? How did Corzine run MF Global? It was lever up, bet big, even with other people's money, and just hope for the best. That's the Obama plan. That describes it right there. Borrow a bunch of money, other people's money, make a big leverage bet on government, on socialism, and hope. But, we already know it doesn't work. On my show today, which, we do it at shiftradio.com is where I do the show, I went over the story of the Pilgrims, because a lot of people forget that America started as a socialist commune, and we became capitalist once the socialism produced famine and almost destroyed all the
settlers. Yeah, more than half of them died in 1 year.
Yeah, they died because it was from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. It was everybody was in the 1% because there was no 99%. Everybody was equal. And so they were equally starving. And it wasn't until they abandoned socialism and embraced capitalism that they actually started to prosper, and they produced enough food to actually have a Thanksgiving. So what Thanksgiving really celebrates is that our ancestors, the first settlers, were smart enough to abandon socialism and embrace capitalism. What's crazy is that here we are hundreds of years later going in the opposite direction, trying to repeat the failed experiment that almost killed the Pilgrims.
Well said. So first it was 600 million, then 700, then a billion, then 1.2, then 3 billion. Now they're saying it could be more than 3 billion of the 6.5 or whatever they went bankrupt with. You've got 130 plus employees. You've got a pretty big, firm yourself. You've been successful in investing. Looking at, somebody who's obviously much bigger than you are and much in former head of Goldman Sachs, I mean, it does sound like they're insane to 40 to 1, 100 to 1, whatever it really was. 10 to 1's insane. So what is the mindset of these people? Or is there a plan to just go ahead and was he making bad bets to somebody else in an inside deal to let them keep the money?
Yeah. Well, again, they have a very different business model than me. See, I don't have any debt at all. So I don't gamble, even with my own money, let alone somebody else's money or my client's money. So I just make fees. I charge commissions or fees for my services. So there's no risk there to my solvency. But what MF Global was doing was proprietary trading, borrowing up a lot of money that they can get cheap from the Federal Reserve and just gamble with it. And if the gambles pay off, Corzine probably would have made millions, maybe billions. Who knows? But it didn't work. And so, who gets caught holding the bag? If you didn't have this perception of too big to fail, if you didn't have the Fed out there backstopping everybody, keeping interest rates so low, guys like Corzine, they wouldn't be able to make money this way. They would be forced to make money the old fashioned way. They'd have to earn it.
Going back, Reuters even last week said this is sending shockwaves through commodities, corn, pork bellies, beef, that soybeans, farmers don't trust the system now because a lot of them had their money taken. as it reaches into the billions, from my research, this is one of the first times in modern history since the old, you know, bucket shops that they're just saying, we're not going to say where the money is. And now it turns out the head of the CFTC had to recuse himself. He reportedly is invested with Corzine in this. The insiders, it turns out, got warnings a month ago, got their money out. Does this herald a really dangerous precedent if Corzine is allowed to take people's private bank accounts, private brokerage accounts?
Well, yeah, definitely. And, you know, I don't think that this is a bearish development for commodity prices. In the short run, maybe it's added to some of the pressure on commodity prices, which have pulled back quite a bit in recent months, along with stock market and other assets, plus the dollar has gained strength. But ultimately, if farmers really lose confidence in the futures market, that's kind of bullish for commodities because farmers use the futures markets to hedge their risk. And if they can't do that, if it's more difficult for farmers to hedge their risk, then that's going to actually put more upward pressure on crop prices because farmers will plant less. If they can't hedge the risk, then they have to take less risk, which reduces the supply of these commodities and therefore increases their price.
There you are. That's why in Venezuela or in communist Russia or China, they could never, they had 60 million starved to death under Mao in just a few years because no one could trust anybody. And we get back to this system where, why should I hire people? Why should I plant crops if somebody's just going to steal it anyways? And then that's how you go from the most prosperous nation to the most degenerate.
Well, that's what happened with the pilgrims. You know, why should I farm? I'm not going to get to eat any more than the guy that doesn't farm at all. I mean, that was the problem. You've got to have individual incentives. I mean, everybody is out there on this Occupy Wall Street. They want to criticize the big gap, the wealth disparity between the rich and the poor. Well, you want there to be a disparity. You want people to want to be rich. You know, that's what drives them and motivates them to create all these products that we all enjoy, to run these businesses. It's because they want to be rich, right? So there's got to be a benefit to being rich. We can't all be the same. And the irony of it is, some of the people who benefit the most in this system now are not benefiting from capitalism, but they're benefiting from what you talked about, the crony capitalism, the government and the bankers getting together to rob the poor and the middle class. That's what they should be protesting, not the capitalist system itself. That's the only chance the poor and the middle class have. If they want to get rich, it's not going to be through government. I mean, maybe, yeah, if you get lucky and you're politically connected
enough.
Well,
stay there. Let's talk about that more and whatever issues you want to raise on the other side with Peter Schiff. But look at history, folks. Communism, collectivism is a nightmare. Free markets, the way to go. Okay, we're back live and we're going to be taking your phone calls here in the next segment. Henry listening on XM 166 and others and a bunch of news. Stay with us. Gerald Celente coming up in the last 30 minutes to give us an update since last week on the MF Global. Peter, in the 5 minutes we've got left, looking at Europe, looking at the crises that's happening, looking at the decisions that are being made, where do you see all this going? What's most important on your radar screen right now?
Well, you know, I think it's coming back here. You know, look at the weak bond auction that we had in the bond market last week, and everybody focused in on how weak that was. Well, you know, I think the reason that people didn't want to buy 10-year bonds was because the yields were only 2% or just under 2%. People are starting to wake up at how ridiculous these low rates are. It wasn't that people were afraid that Germany or the ECB wasn't going to bail out the rest of Europe. I think it's more likely that they're afraid they will bail them out and print money to do it, and they're recognizing that if they're going to create a lot of inflation, that these 2% 10-year yields are too low. We've got the same situation. Our 10-year bond yields are 2%. We're creating even more inflation. In fact, in America, there isn't even a choice here. There isn't even a chance that we do the right thing. They still might do the right thing over there in Europe. I mean, there's no way we're doing the right thing. We've already said we're not cutting anything. We're just printing, because we don't even think there's a problem there. So maybe we're not too far off from a failed bond auction here in the U.S. And that's going to send a much bigger shockwave around the world if that happens than what happened in the bond market.
Well, you're right. We've seen Greenspan, we've seen Bernanke all say, there's no problem, we'll just print money. And they know where that's going, but they've just committed to it. So how do you see things breaking down then?
Well, I mean, eventually the world is going to take them at their word. And printing money is a problem in and of itself. Once you tell your creditors that you're going to screw them, that you're just going to print money and pay them back with a monopoly money, then the game is over. The only reason that people around the world are buying dollars is because they don't believe that. They think we're good for the money. They think American taxpayers can actually pay enough in taxes to legitimately pay off these debts. There's no chance of that at all. So, you know, this is just a blind moment of confidence that somehow it's going to end. Someone's going to say the emperor has no clothes, and the emperor is in America. It's not over there in Europe.
So what are you investing in? What are you hot on right now? Where do you see gold going? And then give us your brief take on Ron Paul.
I think gold's going up, but I think the strongest looking commodity right now is oil. I mean, I've just been watching the crude oil market very closely recently, and it's been acting very, very strong, even in the face of weakening stock prices, a strengthening dollar relative to other currencies. Oil has been very strong. We're just under $100 a barrel right now, so I think oil is going a lot higher. As far as Ron Paul, I've always been bullish on Ron Paul. The question is, will enough other people get bullish on Ron Paul so that he can win? I mean, the latest anti-Romney candidate is Newt Gingrich. I think if Gingrich flames out, I can't see who's left but Ron Paul. So hopefully we can have Gingrich start to move down a little bit between now and the Iowa caucus. And who knows? I mean, if Ron Paul can win Iowa, it's not impossible. He might get a lot of media attention. And if he gets a lot of media attention, you know, he could do a lot better in New Hampshire. He's doing pretty good right now with basically hardly any media attention. So imagine how he might do if the media actually started covering him, which they would have to do if he won Iowa.
And then we'll see a repeat on a national scale of Rand Paul when they finally covered him and started demonizing him and claiming that he was, you know, sacrificing children on Mars. Mm-hmm. That's when his numbers went up even higher. So clearly, if he can win some of those key states, they won't be able to ignore him. They'll go on the attack, and they're so discredited that that'll make him only go up.
Yeah, you know, I don't really think there's much. They can try to dust off some of those old newsletters and try to say that he's racist again. But, you know, I don't think that's going to work. I mean, they've tried it before. I think it's a pretty thin attempt to try to discredit somebody who really is a very honorable person and has a distinguished record in the House and in his personal life.
What else do you think we can do to make sure Ron Paul wins? Because he's certainly in light years ahead of where he was 4 years ago in the last campaign.
Yeah, well, you know, we can donate. I maxed out my personal contribution to Ron Paul, but people can make a donation to his campaign. You know, I tried, you can dial for him. They have a dialing where you can go to his website and sign up and call from home. It's very easy to take surveys and help out the campaign to identify the Ron Paul supporters, to identify people who are leaning in his direction so they can help identify these voters, call them up, change their minds, get them out to the polls. So there's a lot of things on a grassroots level we can do to help Ron Paul win. Of course,
exactly.
If you live in one of these states, if you live in Iowa or New Hampshire, make sure and go up and show up at the polls. And
exactly.
Vote. And, you know, get some lawn signs, tell your friends, you know, spread the word.
Peter Schiff, thank you. Yeah. I mean, this mind game that he can't win is really targeting Ron Paul supporters. So you just believe that and sit down when he's on the verge of being the front runner. Like shark teeth, all these other candidates have come forward. All that's left is Ron Paul. Peter Schiff, thank you so much. We'll be back with your calls. Thank you. Ton of news straight ahead. Jones here, back live. I'm going to be popping in tonight in the first hour for a news segment on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. They want me to come on and talk about Senate moves to allow military to intern Americans without trial. I'm going to start taking your phone calls in a moment. Is anybody concerned about this? Or as Ron Paul has said, they're now going to kill U.S. citizens without a trial, including here in the U.S. And Ron Paul, what, four debates ago, looked at the snickering media and Necklace Johnson, and said to him, hey, you could be next. This isn't a joke. You know, in every case in history, when this stuff happens, it is those very people that serve the system that are crushed. You know, in a true tyranny, your competitors will lie about you. And it isn't like it's some restaurant lying about your restaurant and saying you got cockroaches. It's the secret police coming and grabbing your butt. And then it's your competitor the next month that gets drug away. I've studied history. This is not a system we want to go into. And I keep saying that. Danger Will Robinson. Now, Robbie the Robot, danger, danger, danger approaching from the southeast. This is not good where we're going. I'm going to go to your calls and do a ton of news here in a moment. There's a bunch of it I haven't gotten to yet, dealing with the police state, forced inoculations, and more. Oh, and by the way, I did remember and actually dig it out. Couldn't find it this weekend. I got back last Wednesday from my Southwest trip. I shot all this high-def video. I'm going to do some special reports for the nightly news soon. And I want to do it all in one fail swoop. In fact, I may do it in a couple reports now that I think about it. But tonight on the nightly news, I will get into this. This is the Independent. And this is a newspaper for multi-city area of New Mexico based in Gallup. And I told the story, you know, I always forget and think that I'm just doing a TV show here, even though it, at its base is a radio show. That's where the millions of listeners are. But we have people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and later on the web when it gets posted in different places. If you give me a document cam shot, I'll show people this. It says, Gallup police officers Josie Bowman left and Nicola Martinez set up a sign at a sobriety checkpoint at the 3rd Street and Maxwell Avenue, January 29, 2010. File photo. The checkpoint was staffed primarily by female officers as part of the Ladies Night Out DWI prevention campaign. And then they go on to say they're going to do it again this year. Warrantless checkpoints where they search your cars. And it's always for a good reason. Oh, and now they have the Army out at some of these, and the Marines, oh, to stop drunk driving. Sure you do. Task Force Reducing DWI-Related Fatalities. See, get rid of that Bill of Rights. Everything's okay. Let the bankers take all the money. And it's all about how the feminism is striking back at the evil males. But see, I happen to know the anthropology and the sociology of the area. You see that Navajo symbol on her arm? The Thunderbird and all the rest of it? Everything is run by women out there. And let me tell you, it's a nightmare. Not that women are bad, but this is always what police states are like. And I pointed this out to Richard while we're in the gas station. I'll talk about it more tonight. And the woman behind the counter, even though there were like two people ahead of us, said, that's right. You'll be surprised what women can do. Who are you? And started this whole power trip. And I got back in her face, and I don't think she'd ever experienced it. And she was groveling by the end of it, but... good Lord, I tell you, it's and then I've got this Grand Canyon deal they give the kids. And we were dressed down by a female ranger there while we were there as well for no reason. I mean, they're there to let you know. They're going to serve the New World Order. It's like Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men. House slaves were always women, whether it was a white German the Romans had or a African black woman on an East Texas plantation. It's the psychology. Not that women are bad, but they believe on average on the good of having tyranny for everyone. You can give them a story and they'll go with it. What does the Bible say? That will set women up above you, on top of you, over you and your children. And that's the modern system. Don't discipline your children. Let them act as bad as they can so they can drug them up. So they can put them in prison. Your kid acts like a total animal till they're 13 and then goes to prison. See, it's not fun anymore. It's all how to destroy society. And I got this Grand Canyon activity book. I got to highlight these and get screenshots of it. And it says, tell your parents, you know, don't, you know, turn their lights out. Don't take hot baths. Got a couple of these. Pretty amazing. I'll probably cover this tonight or maybe tomorrow night because I've got to download all the footage. I haven't even done that yet. I was here Friday and Sunday, but a lot of the crew was out. I've got like three or four reports I got to file from road trips. By the way, in the new year, I'm just going to announce it now. I'm going to do the first trip in late January. I'm going to go to Dallas. I'm going to go to Houston. Then I'm going to go to, I haven't picked a spot yet, in Louisiana, Mississippi, and then a couple places in Florida. Of course, right there on Orlando, where we're number one. I'm gonna go there, and I'm gonna just bam, 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 go give speeches, have events, Because they always brag about Glenn Beck getting 1,000, 2,000 people out. I mean, without even trying, 6, 7, 8 years ago, I could get 2,000 people out. So we're going to, and it's good to have folks get together. We're going to do some big stuff. I got to get on my horse and get all this set up, but it's all coming. Okay, I'm going to go to your calls here. Who's up next here? Let's talk to Henry in California, listening on XM 166. You're on the air, Henry.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to talk to you real briefly about how you mentioned at the start of the show. I believe it's the free Onyx deal that they're giving away. The XM, that is.
Yes, I just heard the ad about free portable radio, and I was, and that's not a paid commercial. I was saying I'm going to get one of those.
Definitely. I have a lifetime subscription to XM, and I want to say there was a period before you filled in the slot on America's Talk where I basically did not listen to America's Talk. I thought it was one of the worst channels on there. But within the short period of time that you've been on America's Talk, I really think you rallied the whole channel around and into force. I believe, honestly, you could probably have your own channel if you were to somehow negotiate the contracts. I know it's not, you know, with XM, not even about the bandwidth. You know, you have to have the contracts. People have to be there to listen to it. But I honestly think that it could compete for the bandwidth.
Well, I mean, it was about 2 years ago or more. XM just fell in our lap. We didn't even really, I guess over time, listeners had approached them. And I know Ted had talked to them. They said, yeah, no, because they saw ratings on terrestrial radio around the country. We could take small stations and make them number one. So they put us on at night, and then it did good. They put us on during the day. And it's wonderful because anybody can get an XM receiver and listen to the show. And, again, I personally, for whatever reason, would never get – I hadn't bought a car in many years, so I never had XM. And then – Three and a half years ago, I bought a Dodge Charger, and it had Sirius in it. And of course, I listen to radio all the time. And we also have a portable one you can take around the house, but it's an older system. Now I can listen to all the TV channels, but not look at them. It's hard to look at the wicked devils on CNN and other channels. Listening to them isn't as painful, even though, I mean, looking at them, it's a whole flicker rate and the TV thing. I've stopped watching TV, and it's brought me back into being able to analyze what they're up to on television that I can skip through television. I mean, they've got hundreds of TV stations on there. And so, yes, I am a XM Sirius addict. And I'm not saying that because I've been on there 2 years now. I have begun to listen. I don't listen to myself. That's torture, but I occasionally take off the day and I can listen to one of the guest hosts sitting there. My children like to listen, but anything else, sir?
Yes, I wanted to add those little portable radios as a lifetime user of one. They have saved me in a few situations by being able to find south with the sheer, you know, geosynchronous orbit, all the math, yada, yada. You can probably get into, you know, all the things you need to about moving around, how it's better with GPS. But the rudimentary idea that you can find south with those things has saved me a lot of time. You know, just, you know, I can turn it on. Am I pointing south somehow? You know, and I can find my bearing from there. I know that'll help somebody out there. You know what I mean?
All right, thank you. I appreciate the call, Henry. Yeah, no, I love XM. And I am. I just told him out there, we're looking at that system. I'm going to get two of them here in the office. Plus, if POTUS or something's given a speech, why wire it off the television? Or why wire it off WhiteHouse.gov? We'll just stream a sucker, you know, right off XM and plug XM while we're at it. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Rick in California. Thanks for holding, Rick. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Pleasure to speak with you, Prison Planet TV member.
Thank you.
Alex, just two quick points if there's time. I've been a prosecutor for nearly 30 years in California. And the first point is it's very difficult, you know, at first to wrap your mind around a lot of these concepts. It takes time. And what woke me up more than anything was the chemtrail issue. I mean, there it is in full, you know, smoking gun in the sky, you know, spraying everywhere. And you call people about it, congressman, whatever, and they lie to you and tell you that it's condensation. I mean, you know, that's just absolutely infuriating.
Exactly. We are living in the beginnings of a artificial environment, false reality. It's not there yet, but when you actually read the globalist white books, white papers, their own public reports, they talk about building this even 100 years ago, 80 years ago, 30, 40 years ago. It's all there. And you find out, wait, you're putting fluoride in my water. You know it increases cancer. You know it lowers IQ. You know it affects the pineal gland. Wait, you know the GMO is sterilizing every mammal species that eats it within three generations? Wait, you know vaccines are damaging kids? And that's what I'm saying. The police are good. The prosecutors are good in the past on average. But everyone has slowly just been twisted with Jack Bauer torturing people and all of this to now, oh, yeah, the army's on the street. What's the big deal? We've just slowly been incrementally like the frog in the pot brought into this. Go ahead. You've been holding. I'll shut up.
It's just, you know, you presume in the regularity of government, if you're a guy like me in Northern California, you know, a deputy DA, and you're prosecuting criminals, and then, you know, your mind is blown apart, Alex, by the realization and the wake-up that comes with this. I mean, can you imagine in Arizona, you know, where there's no humidity and they're saying that's condensation and it stays there for 3 hours and, you know, bleaches the sky and, you know, whitens it? And I mean,
but it's worse. It's worse than that. 16 years ago, Clifford Carnicom and all these environmental researchers were getting aircraft tests and they were saying it's aluminum dioxide, barium salts, all this other stuff. And then the government comes out 3 years ago and goes, There is a giant secret test, but we won't tell you the details. We've been spraying and list everything that the old timers said. And then you find the patents to add it to the jet fuel. And then you find out about the Department of Energy programs. And then you find out about UN treaties in 1976. And then you find out about the chemtrail legislation 2002. Exactly. It's crazy.
We're being lied to. And this is the mind blower for me. The other point very quickly, the whole notion of conspiracy theorist, that ought to be rejected. The new term ought to be whistleblowers. That's what these people are. They're just whistleblowers. Larry McDonald told us in 1983, he was a congressman, and he was mysteriously shot down over Soviet airspace. He was the head of the John Birch Society. I love that video. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Oh, no, they made a deal. They made a deal with him on CNN, his other speeches. They made a deal to land him. And they took him off, and it was to confirm they basically tortured him over several years. Our own criminal government let Russia do that to get rid of him because he was smart, good-looking, charismatic. Larry McDonald scared the system bad.
So Ron Paul, and there he is on Crossfire in 1983 talking about the New World Order. And they were looking at him like he was crazy. And he said, look, gentlemen, a conspiracy is just a criminal agreement between two or more people. That's all it is. And Eisenhower talked about it in the military-industrial complex.
Listen, let me add to this. Rick, you're on fire with these points. We ought to play that CNN sometime, because I knew that's where you were going, that crossfire. This is what's so incredible about this. Every day I read the newspaper, and it's this person charged with conspiracy to help somebody rob a bank, or this guy charged with conspiracy because they got together and had meetings about robbing this auto parts store. Of course there's conspiracy, but when government's involved, we're told it's impossible. Now, how ridiculous is that? All the conspiracy theory is now is not believing confirmed liars. And this is what's dangerous. This is why the evil is so smart. As they allow this corruption to continue, it then discredits the entire system, turns the people against the system, and then only the corrupt are in there, and then the globalist can basically fully implode things. You see, the globalists have a leg up on us for one reason. They don't mind wrecking things. In fact, they like it. They don't have any rules. They study how to manipulate. And that's why they're so hard to beat, is because they don't play by the rules. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the only other thing I'd say is, I wondered if you saw the movie Thrive, what you thought of that. And then finally, why aren't there any CIs? We need to explain why aren't confidential informants coming out like pilots or biologists that make these horrible things? You know, and why aren't they coming out? Don't they have a conscience?
Well, let me tell you, Jim Keith was talking to some of them, and he wrote Black Helicopters Over America, Black Helicopter Strike Force, The New World Order in the early 90s. And they killed him. There's no doubt about it, because he did have the informants. And that's why the minute I get something that's powerful and confirmed, I put it out, because it's like I told the DC madam, I said, you got to get all that out or destroy it. And I said, don't tell me anything off air. I don't want to be killed. And you know, 'cause she had top people visiting her and her women. And it's the same thing. They have an NSA program that's been partially declassified where they spy on millions of government and corporate employees. And they let them know they're being spied on, their phones, everything. So they've got computers watching them, and it's just that fear. And they've seen so many whistleblowers come out. I mean, Sybil Edmonds came out and heard the government commanding Al-Qaeda on 9/11. And she was threatened with arrest if she told the public. She went ahead and broke her gag order later. So see, the problem is there have been a lot of whistleblowers, Rick.
What conspiracy? I would reject this whole conspiracy theorist label and say, we are whistleblowers. That's all we are. I mean, Building 7 on 9/11, these are smoking guns, just absolute smoking guns. The put options that were taken out in the stock market before the 9/11, I mean, these are smoking guns. How could people miss this stuff? You know, it's just, it's amazing that they can be spraying over the sky in checkerboards and people, they're missing it.
And then we've got the government programs where they're doing it. And then they go, oh, look, that's just condensation trail. Yeah, a lot of them are. And are there kooks that, you know, think that everything is that? Yeah, but that doesn't matter. There is a giant geoengineering program. It's been partially declassified. And the soil levels of these barium salts, aluminum's going up. And Monsanto's coming out with a seed line that can live in it. The government is hoarding giant underground seed vaults everywhere. The Rockefellers, the UN, are doing it. Great points, Rick. Good to hear from you. I should have asked Rick if his fellow prosecutors are starting to wake up. Steve, you're up next. Then we'll get, Joey's first, then Steve, then Rick, then Rodney and others. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, GCS. Okay, I want to go back to your calls in this segment and the next, and then continue with news into the next hour with your calls and Gerald Celente, who we normally have on about once a month, but he's been on a couple times a week in the last few weeks with this MF Global, which is a big deal. You heard Peter Schiff earlier. Yeah, we're just going to, you know, the system saying, keep your money. That is new. Peter agreed. That's a new level. And people are like 3 weeks later, like, where's the money? They're just like, don't worry about it. But it was in our private accounts. Don't worry about it. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. When the men in suits take your money, you just, that's the way it is. Okay. And this is the main advisor to Obama. Very creepy. That's the thing about corruption. It doesn't stop. It gets worse and worse, or it gets better. It doesn't sit in one spot. And right now, they're running all over us because the average American is laying down to it. I don't like being run over. I don't like being conned and manipulated. I mean, I literally lose sleep at night wanting to fight it. And I'm a weirdo. I'm an American. My ancestors were just like I am. This country was built by people that were aggressive and wanted freedom and who weren't criminals. And now look what we've become. We have been bathed in corruption. We think it's funny. Well, you're going to find out why being a bunch of ninnies is not fun. You're going to find out what happens when a country falls. I don't think we can stop that now, but we can try to have a controlled crash landing. That's better than going straight in. I'm the eternal optimist, but it's bad because our people are demonic. They are unawake. They are unconscious. I want to go to your calls. And I'm not talking about those of us that are awake, and none of us are perfect. Just the general malaise is so scary because they're in a trance. How do we break them out of the trance? We do that by ourselves recognizing how out of control it is. I mean, when you read thousands of public documents where criminals in our government did lethal chemical, biological, radiological testing on troops, foster kids, black people, you name it, And it was sanctioned. You have to ask, who did that in government? Well, it was the shadow government, the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about, the last caller mentioned. And then you've got to know it's much worse than it was back then today. They're playing God. And you, Obama, all this, who cares? That's all window dressing. What's going on in the shadow government? And when you start researching it, it is not pretty. And of course, then once you face these facts, you're going to get chills. I just got chills right now just thinking about this. These are killers running things. And you know why they leave me here on air? Then we're going to go to break, and I promise I'm going to Joey first and Steve. Because it's true. They like to track everything, and that's the system's rationale, is that, well, at least we know where the Patriots are. It's a gauge. But also, the system's doesn't want to scare people too much yet. They're getting you ready for telescreens. They're getting ready for kill switches. They're getting ready for checkpoints. It's all starting to roll out, and they just want to incrementally do it. You see, I'm so prominent. What did Jim Garrison say over and over again? He said, you got to stay in the sunshine. You got to stay vocal. You got to stay public because that's where you're safe. But more importantly than even that is trust in God. Trust in God, because the system still will kill people like Alex Jones or Congressman McDonald. They're capable of that. But again, McDonald was polished and twinkle-eyed, and that scared him. He was slicker than Alex Jones. That's why they killed him dead in a hammer after deep torture, of course. But all right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, medical mafia using financial leverage and forced children's vaccination on poor families. Neocons plan regime change throughout the Middle East and North Africa 20 years ago. Report investors, China buying up U.S. farmland at an alarming rate. Fukushima nuclear power plant director steps down suddenly due to illness. More cesium found in rice harvested in Fukushima, Japan. ClimateGate 2. That's just some of what's coming up. We'll also get into more secret loans discovered. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Joey in Connecticut. Joey, thanks for holding.
Oh, yes. Alex, this is Joey from Thomaston, Connecticut. This is home of the famous Seth Thomas clocks that were set worldwide.
Yeah.
I have a CPS story to share with you. Now, I spoke to you 3 years ago about this. This is my partner, Karen, the mother of our two boys, had a brain tumor when she was age 16. And now, under Connecticut's predictive neglect law, they moved right into the hospital and took the children away from both of us, predicting neglect.
Yeah, that's pre-crime. They just say, we have a computer actuary. Of course, why don't they use their own predictive system on themselves? 17, that's a good report to do, 17 times more likely to abuse children themselves sexually, 5 times physically, general physical. Oh, but no, they're not going to use the predictive system on themselves, so they took your children.
Yes, now I'd like to explain this to you very simply. Illness isn't against the law. Illness should be accommodated, and they're not doing this. See, Connecticut here, it's called Department of Children and Families, DCF. They are taking federal dollars, so they have to abide by the federal mandates. They're supposed to have had a federal coordinator in place overseeing them to make sure that the services they were rendering to Karen were in compliance.
But the system, they don't even follow their own rules. It's all meant to be broken by the criminals, and because they are pedophile murderers. I mean, if you want to find the largest group of absolute murdering, lower than whale, you know what, garbage, it's them. And we have to first recognize the government is chock full, especially in those areas, of the lowest of the low, and those are eugenics courts, and the medical tyranny coming, if your child is 1 pound overweight, they're going to take them to their rape rooms. I'm sorry.
I'd like you to hear this. You're going to find this interesting. Now, reasonable effort is something that the state is supposed to do. Now, they consider reasonable effort sending Karen to psychotherapy for something which is medically unfixable. She had a brain tumor removed. There's no psychobabble that's ever going to put her to a condition where she was
before. But see, that hats out. No. Now, under the system, when you break a leg or something, you get Prozac. You didn't hear? No. It's all, they give troops who are sick from DU drugs, psychotropics. This is the brave new world. Like Bill Gates said, he said, we kill your grandmother, we hire 10 teachers. And the teachers all clapped. Oh, murder people, give us money. As if you're going to get money, you idiots. Oh, I'm sorry, sir, I'll pray for you. Is there any way to get the other children back that the demons took?
Well, they're tarring me with the same brush. They're not, I'm supposed to be specially protected under this ADA law. But they're tarring me with the same brush.
No. Just because they act liberal, the real racist eugenicist, they hate handicapped. God bless you, sir. I'm sorry to hear this happen to you. This is why they do it at the bottom line. Not just because they're pedophiles and sadists and scum. And that's what they are. Those aren't just words. On average, they're the biggest group of them. That's where you find the most of them. Thick as thieves. It's because when they grab people who are disabled, they get double, triple, quadruple federal money. It's all about cash. We'll be right back.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Just tuned in, we had a caller earlier where their 16-year-old had a brain tumor. So they said the other kids were at risk and just went ahead and took them all. And that's what they do now. If one child gets hurt or has a disease, they then say, well, you're poor and you're at risk, we're taking them all. And they're just getting back to what they did until the 1940s. In 35 states, I show government news reels and Endgame. 35 states, if you made a B-minus, black, white, they didn't care, Hispanic, didn't matter, they would take you and sterilize women, and young girls and boys. Sometimes they'd keep you. And the abuse and the bodies they've dug up at the orphanages all over the world. They've got another big U.S. university with the wife going public saying the coach was raping little boys in front of her. Evil wants to take over government and positions of power because no one believes a big university would do something. No one believes a police department would do something. No one believes the Texas Youth Commission would do something. No one believes they would arrest half the black people or more in the town of Tulia, setting them up on record to put them in jail. But they do. You know, one thing I wanted to say to that state police guy when he pulled me over, wasn't speeding, and then commenced to want to search my car, and then wanted to check the tent. This tent looks a little dark. Pulls out a thing. Oh, it's 29. I guess that's okay. I'm like, I want to search your car. You work for a government that's the most statistically dangerous group out there. I'm not bad, pal. Look at all the real crimes going on. You're harassing me. And that's what a tyranny does. It shifts on to the general public. But I wanted to bring up to him how Texas is all over Fox, CNN, you name it. In towns everywhere where the police chiefs defend it. And they literally pull over old ladies, preachers, they don't care. And they say, let me look in your purse. And people don't know their rights and say, okay, these towns are so used to it, they don't care. They'll just club you in the head. And they actually go in and go, you got $2,000 in here. And the person's like, yeah, usually it's an old person because they're depression era. They don't really use credit cards except for emergencies. They carry cash. And they just take it. No judge, no jury. And they say, well, our asset forfeiture seizure says we can take it. Oh, you've got a regulation you pulled out of your you pulled out of the air. And so you say now. I saw an article I couldn't believe 10 years ago or so. It was back in 2000, 2001. And in that article, it was the Seattle Post-Intelligencer or Seattle Times, I can't remember. They got three papers there. But it described how in a bar district, more than half the bars in the nice bar district were now owned by cops. And how soon they would own all the bars because the police would go in the bathroom and sell each other drugs and then asset forfeiture seize, and then give it to another cop in the department as part of some type of courthouse sale that nobody was told of. And the paper was like, is it illegal for them to set up people's businesses and take their property? Maybe not. The article was like, yeah, they're taking over everything. And when you're in New York and you see a pot-bellied, wild-eyed cop with a bunch of others that look like something out of Clockwork Orange, giggling and laughing like wannabe gangsters, smoking cigars and cigarettes, being rude to women as they walk by. I mean, New York, in a way, is an interesting city, a lot of beautiful stuff. The vibe isn't really bad, but the police there, not all of them, too. You've heard them call in. Some are nice. They're either really nice or they're really bad, but more and more, I've been to parades. I've been there and covered things. And you'll look at the cops, and if I was a Hollywood director and I was getting a cast together of a futuristic police force with thug-like goons, you know, America has fallen. The police state is here. The corrupt tyranny is in place. You know, imagine a movie like that. I would go and hire New York cops. I would go and hire them to be the bad guys in my movie. Because, the lowness of someone who wants to be rude to tourists, the lowness of people sitting around with their shirts half untucked, and huge pot bellies. And again, I got a little bit of a belly. The point is that it is something weird about it. Or in commando gear, weighing 400 pounds. I see that a lot, too. With just weapons all around their giant Santa Claus bellies. Bugging their eyes out. They're like little kids in dress-up army. When we drove up to protest the Federal Reserve a few months ago, when I'm going to your calls, we pulled in what they call the check shop, check stop. It's like a gas station that has kolaches and stuff at like midnight driving up there. And there was this cop in there who had to weigh 500 pounds. I mean, he looked like Fat Albert, white guy with a beard. Stains on his big giant, he was a sheriff's deputy, on his big giant shirt that went out like this, and firearms and tasers. And I watched him waddling around. You know, he walked in like he was a guy in a Western walking through the saloon doors, you know, with his hands out, ready to grab his guns, looking. And he was looking around the corner when he walked into the donut area. And he was, when he got a drink out of the thing, he was looking. And he was, and you sit there and you look at these guys in the eyes and they look at you like, you're looking at me. You see how powerful I am. And you're just like, holy mackerel. This guy is, you know, was either bullied or was a bully. And it's such a joke. Tyranny is so pathetic. I mean, look at Barney Frank, caught running underage prostitutes, 15, 14-year-olds, out of his condo, out of his townhouse. And he went out and gave a press conference. It's in our film, Visible Empire. And said, if you talk about me anymore, I'm just going to go public with everybody else. And they said, you know what, Mr. Frank? You like 14-year-old boys? Knock yourself out. That's on record. That's who we're ruled by. Little pudgy-handed perverts. Little nobodies in little Hitler outfits. Stomping around in a gas station acting tough. You know, you'll see good old boys or people that are confident with their shoulders thrown back, all walking around happy. And maybe that's how I should be. But, you know, in my life, I've always not really had my shoulders hunched over. But if I really stand up straight, it looks pretty ridiculous. You know, it looks like Mr. Barrel Chest. And, you know, it looks like I'm about to go into combat or something. But I've always just kind of just tried to keep to myself, tried not to get attention. That's because I'm confident. I'm aggressive. I'm afraid of somebody starting a fight with me. Because I'm afraid of what I'll do to them. Not that I'm tough. I've been hurt just as bad as I've hurt people who started it. And that's the problem. People who are strong and good and virtuous are ashamed of our strength, and we hide. And we let little wimps run around and act tough and boss us around like we've done something wrong. And I personally am sick and tired of it. Steve in North Carolina. Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. The great Thomas Paine of our day. You have been so instrumental in so many lives in bringing these ideas to the common people and as well as the intellectuals. First-time caller.
Well, good to have you here, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted just to talk about, and I was surprised, you know, you're a very busy man, was able to go out to the Campaign for Liberty event out there in Nevada and see Chuck Baldwin talk about the liberty, pro-liberty activities going on. And one of the things he shared was that he would rather vote for somebody that is for the Constitution that may be an atheist or agnostic than a Christian or a evangelical that is against the Constitution. And I just wanted to bring that up. And I think that's really, as a fellow believer of and of Christ follower, I think that's a good point. And I wanted to make that on your show today.
Well, thank you, my friend. Anything else you'd like to point out?
Another thing I wanted to say, Alex, in reaching the millions that you do reach, I wanted to see if you had thought about adding Roku to your medium sources there.
Yeah, we get calls on people that say they're listening over Roku. But yes, we need to get ourselves listed. We never even tried till a few years ago to put the show on iTunes. We need to get on Roku. We need to go through those little steps to set that up. I've got quite an army of IT people now, so I guess need to have meetings with them and dole that out. I get Roku calls. We're not. I see it. It says listing on Roku. What system is that?
Well, it's like the Apple TV, you know, where you have the little box.
No, I know that, but I mean, how are they? Yeah. But I mean, obviously, we must be listed on it, and people are calling over it.
Okay, well, I'll have to search. Search the internet.
Maybe people are adding us to their Roku. I think they can do that from what I've heard.
Okay, well, I'll definitely search tonight for that and sign up for Prison Planet for sure. But the other thing, Alex, is, you know, with everything going on, you know, in reaching the young people, I wanted to see, you were talking about video games, and, you know, my brother and I have a concept that we're trying to work on, and, where the character in this video game, it's kind of like a war game, you know, kind of violent, but kind of trying to reach the masses. And each step, the character has to go find pieces of the Constitution that's been, you know, locked up in these maximum security places. But I wanted to see, maybe offline, to get a number where I can contact you to talk more about that with you.
Just send us an email, my friend, and I'll look into it. I appreciate your call. By the way, the Drudge Report linked to this morning, and then I think took it down in about 2 hours. And that happens sometimes when they're really busy and going through a lot of news, but it also happens if Drudge isn't sure about an article. But it's Senate moves to allow military to intern Americans without trial. Ron Paul's come out and said it does that. So has the ACLU. But people lie and say that it doesn't. To do this yesterday, and I did to a certain extent, but I'm going to do it even more tonight on the Nightly News and then tomorrow, because I ran out of time. And no, I'm not talking about exposing Newt Gingrich as a globalist with his own words. I'll do some of that as well. No, I'm talking about this article, and Ron Paul's come out, ACLU's come out, Altered, they've all come out, they've read the bill, constitutional lawyers have come out, they've read the bill. It says the Army can operate inside the U.S. fighting terrorists or other people fighting the government, but U.S. citizens are exempt. And then you look at the other subsection, it says, except if the government wants to strip you of that extrajudicially. So it's like, you have these rights, but unless we say so. Remember, they said the Patriot Act wouldn't be used against citizens. Now it's used in every case you can imagine, thousands of times per year per state. So, yes, Ron Paul's right. The ACLU's right. Yes, it does say that. And it's worse. They don't just say they can do it. First, they say they can't, but then they can. It's always written by these scumbag lawyers. And again, it's not a big deal. It's just Drudge Report is the biggest news site out there. And a lot of times he links to our stuff for 2 or 3 hours. And when he's doing tons of news and stuff rolls off, and it looks like that's happening today. But sometimes, I've only seen it a few times, he picks up one of our flashbacks or something as if it's new and then figures it out. And, you know, I've seen it 2 or 3 times out of hundreds of articles they've linked to. This one was up, got giant attention, and then I noticed wasn't there anymore. So, and I'd asked Paul yesterday, but he was busy, I understand why, to do a update explaining that. Because he's quoting Ron Paul, ACLU, and the trolls are in there saying, it's not real, it's not real, it's not real, within seconds, within minutes of this going up. I want to bring Ted Anderson up right now, shifting gears ahead of Gerald Celente and more of your phone calls. For those that are patiently holding, I will get to all of you that are at least on hold. Briefly with a gold pitch. Commodities are only going to go up. You heard Peter Schiff earlier. They may drive them down for a period, though that's not happening right now. It's up, but it's only going to go back up. And that's what's happening because of the basic laws of finance and capital and investment and commerce and commodities. When you have global devaluation, which they've signaled they're going to accelerate the acceleration, when that happens, things will only go up, whether it's land, whether it's oil, whether it's gold, copper. Things are only going to go up. Even though we're in a depression, you'd think prices would go down, but it's hyper stag depression. We have all of these different things happening at the same time because it's designed. We have inflation mounting with a stagnant economy on top of it, with depressionary forces. Normally, you just have a depression if it's natural. This is inflation on top of it. Going to Ted Anderson. Ted, tell us, as you watch all this unfold and global government being, again, pushed as a solution to everything, you have great offers on gold and silver. Tell folks what they are, Ted.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you right now, Alex, gold is up $32.20. It's hitting a high today of $17,2270. For those of you who've been watching, we hit about $16.80 here just last week, but you would have had to be precise to be able to get it at that level. Right now, the franc that we've been talking about for such a long time, fifth of an ounce of gold, $373. We're still buying a full-year subscription to Bob's newsletter, the International Forecaster, for you on that one. Why not get involved with learning about the Fed and what's going on economically? That book that you offered, the video, for $73 delivered, we still have it at that. I can't deliver two silver dollars without the book and the video for the same price that I'm selling this special at, which is $73. You get the Big Brother book, you get the American Dream video. You know, between the two of those, I mean, that's worth $40 worth of stuff anyways, and then you put the silver dollars on top of that, it makes it a great buy. But I can tell you right now, we're bouncing off of a bottom right now, and everybody should be getting involved when the market's low, not when it's high. We're about ready to run into another economic disaster. I mean, Bloomberg just reported the secret Fed loans gave banks undisclosed $13 billion in profits, Alex. And, you know, that's just... That's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, they're actually...
Ted, they got $16 trillion the first 2 years, at least $10 trillion more after that. Most of it went to Europe. And then the very bankers that engineered this lecture us all day. I got Gerald Celente coming up, Ted, but I want to give the number out for people to call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And I know you're running out of the video book deal we're offering because we're not going to reprint that book. At least I'm not. It's excellent. We just don't have the money to reprint it. Big Brother. You can get that, the film, and three silver dollars at cost with the free shipping. 800-686-2337.
We're on the march.
Talking to Gerald Celente, top trends forecaster here in a minute. He predicted that the system would start looting bank accounts. He just didn't know it would be his own brokerage fund, which I had Peter Schiff on. He admitted this is unprecedented. It's illegal. The CFTC and others have said it's illegal, but nobody's getting in trouble because it's the wondrous Corzine that did it. We'll be talking to Gerald here in just one moment. Look, it's really simple on gold and silver. I won't sit here and belabor something that's such an easy sale, especially at this price. I happen to know that when you buy three silver dollars at cost in the market, you're not going to find them lower. And you get a free, excellent book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, and the excellent animated film on the history of the banker takeover, American Dream. You get those free and free shipping and the silver dollars at cost. Cannot beat it. If it was free shipping on the silver, it'd be a loss leader deal. When Ted does a loss leader, he does a loss leader. Ted is losing money on this deal. What is it, like $30 or something? It's ridiculous. The only people making a tiny bit of money is yours truly, who printed up the books, and I sell them to Ted. I actually sell the books to Ted at cost. But on the American Dream video, a small profit's made for myself and the filmmakers, which is great. We're free market. It's what funds this operation. But for Ted, it is a loss leader. But listen, forget the three silver dollars and all the free stuff. That's a great deal. Fine. Great. Get it. Gold is a rich man's silver. And I believe what Jim Rogers and others say. Silver is probably even the better buy. It's just that it's so hard to lug around compared to gold. I'm into both gold and silver. I've never sold any of the gold or silver I bought because it's an emergency backup. Ted's got a whole radio list of different things that are smoking hot that you can only get by calling. All right? And it's just that simple. People didn't buy gold when it was 300 because it was too much. They didn't buy it at 500. It was too much. Or 800 or 1,000 or 1,200 or 1,400 or 16, 17, 18. And then it dropped down to 16 something. And, oh, I'm not going to get it now. It's back up to 18 something. And on and on and on. Silver was too much at $5. Now it's 30 something. It's not that silver and gold have gone up. It's that the dollars are being devalued. This is one of the only ways to get any protection, and nothing's perfect. It's the best silver bullet there is. Wouldn't you know it's not a silver bullet? It's the closest thing to it, and it happens to be silver and gold. Wow. Closest thing to a silver bullet just so happens to be silver. Wow. I don't think there's a mistake in that. So, Ted does have a large list of gold and silver special deals. There's like 20 of them last time I checked. When you call, tell them Alex Jones sent you, 800-686-2237. If gold is too much to buy today, will it be too much if it goes up to 2,500 or 3,000? If silver's too much at 30-something, will it be too much when it's 50? And look, that might not happen. Well, the sun might not come up tomorrow. I mean, there's a chance. The sun could go supernova and blow up. No sunrise. We're all dead. There's a chance that a spaceship full of leprechauns could land. I mean, who knows? In this whole universe, it could be real. I don't think it is. But the best bet in my mind, because I only promote what I believe in, is gold and silver. Ted, briefly, tell folks about the smattering of other specials you got that we're going to Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com.
Well, I mean, bags of 90 dimes. I mean, the 90% dimes are at $24.41. It makes sense to have small pieces of silver because we're running into an economic collapse. I mean, they're talking about it in this article at Bloomberg. I can't believe they reported this. This is what Ron Paul's been fighting for all these years, talking about what's going on at the Fed. And it's just amazing. I mean, it makes TARP look like candy, you know? And so, yeah, right now, the survival bags are right to get. U.S. Eagles, goodbye. Get some of the Buffalo coins. We even have some copper coins on the website for those of you who can't afford silver. I mean, I just got to tell you right now, take advantage of that franc at 373. Walking Liberty halves at 1579. There's a lot of things right now that are a lot lower in price due to the fact that there's been a little bit of a correction in the marketplace, but the market is running back up again right now. So get your little pen and paper out or whatever it takes for you to buy exactly a little bit of gold and silver and put it away.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, Ted Anderson, minus resources. And to be specific, if you go to Infowars.com, you'll see three silver dollars and free gifts. That'll take you to a page that has some of the radio specials right there but a bunch of them aren't there. And to get the radio special, you got to call 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
By the way, Ted, you're looking really skinny.
Yeah, no, I've been on that longevity stuff. I'm losing weight.
I know. People think we're hyping it. Have you seen Aaron Dykes?
Yeah, I know. He's losing weight, too. I mean, and Aaron definitely needed it more than me, but, I mean, I lost 25 pounds, so.
All right, there goes Ted Anderson. Thank you, Ted. I'm sure Aaron likes that. Ted's one of those Minnesota straight-talking people, man. He's hilarious. 806, whatever the number is. Give him a call, 800-686-237. All right, shifting gears. Gerald Celente, top trends researcher, best-selling author, predicted the tax rebellions, predicted the wars they would respond to it with, predicted so much of what we're facing. He did predict that they would start grabbing people's pensions, bank accounts, bank holidays, you name it. Now that's being openly discussed. But even Reuters is saying MF Global could cause runs on banks and brokerage funds. This was his money, his private account, totally illegal. They took it. And now we're 3 weeks or more than 3 weeks into this. And they're saying, oh, it's over $3 billion now. It was $600 million, then $100 million more to $700 million. Then it was a billion two, more than a billion two, $3 billion, more. And a guy who can give you breaking news on this, because he had more than six figures taken, is Gerald Celente joining us via video Skype. Gerald, thank you for coming on with us to give the audience an update.
Yes, the big news here, Alex. Well, there's a couple of big pieces. One, of course, is John Corzine, the former co-head of Goldman Sachs, senator of New Jersey, then governor of New Jersey, who was the head of MF Global. And as you mentioned, the number keeps going up. This is flagrant extortion. They can't find the money. Look how quick they found Gaddafi's money. Look how quick they find any tinhorn dictator's money that they want to overtake. But they can't find the money that's missing from MF Global. And they don't even bring Johnny Boy in for questioning. Hey, leave him alone. Look at the prostitutes on this one. They try and convict whoever they want in the media before the people are even convicted or tried, like they did with that Strauss-Kahn character. But not White Shoe Boy Corzine. Nah. He may appear before a Senate and House committee hearing. And you know what he'll do? He'll plead the fifth. Just like the media is pleading the fifth. The fourth estate? No. I have a piece in front of me, Alex, that just came off the wire from the Chicago Sun-Times. CME's reputation gets a stress test. CME, of course, is the clearinghouse, the stock exchange for commodities over in Chicago. And you know that I broke the story with video links sent to 45,000 people in the media of the head of the CME group, Terrence Duffy, saying that CME is the guarantor, that CME guarantees people who lose money because one of their members went belly up. But here's what the prostitutes write. CME's reputation gets a stress test. Isn't that nice? A stress test. CME is involved here because it clears or legally guarantees the trading on its markets. They even say it, but they won't put their feet to the fire. This is the biggest ripoff. We just sent that, Alex. You just got it. We sent it to you guys. It's going out to Trends Journal subscribers. In our 20 years of publishing, we have never sent out an urgent trend alert. The trend alert is, and I broke this partially to you last week, the entire financial system is under collapse. Let's go over to Europe. Oh, the European bonds over there, the Italians, they can't afford to borrow anymore. Neither can the Spanish. Neither can the Greeks. Oh, the Belgians, they're just getting their credit rating lowered. That's right, they had bailed out the Dexia Bank, and it's costing them 15% of their GDP to do it. Again, to bail out a bank. Go across the globe, one after another. Bank runs in Lithuania. Everybody that I know in Greece and Italy are pulling their money out of the banks, and the people that do have money over there and the banks that have money are bringing it over here because it's falling apart. Here's the big scam. They just did it with this Black Friday baloney. And here's what the prostitutes did. They kept pumping up this Black Friday Christmas rush sale to get the suckers out there to keep spending the last dime that they don't have. Now, put two and two together. The more consumers spend, the more the retailers advertise. The more the retailers advertise, the more they spend on commercials with the prostitutes, whether it's in the print media or on TV. So it's in their best interest to keep pumping this up. Here's the warning that we're sending out to everybody, and with details on what we're doing to protect ourselves. After the holidays, in the first part of the new year of 2012, the economic collapse will happen, and they will no longer be able to cover it up, and they're going to declare economic martial law. Just as my money's been stolen, your money's not going to be safe anywhere unless you have it in your pocket or you have it in gold and silver.
Wow, Gerald Celente, they're now admitting that we've really been in a depression for 3 years, that the collapse accelerated in the last year or so, as you predicted it would. And here we are with them just trying to prop it up and tell us everything's fine. But the fact that first it's 600 million, then a billion, then 1.2, and then 3, and more than 3 billion. And the fact that they're trying to test right now to see if they can just take accounts, and that's what Peter Schiff said earlier in the last hour, that it looks like this may be the new economic policy is to just loot, and that they're testing it out. And that's what's going on here. They wouldn't be doing this right now if they didn't have the money, and if they didn't want to just see if they could get away with it. And if they couldn't deliver that. And it clearly is not just extortion. It's more than that. It's embezzling. They took your segregated account that was yours, and they even tried to have their minions and operatives spin it that it's all your fault. Yeah, it's going to be all your fault too, folks, when they devalue what's left of your retirement and your dollars and loot your pension funds. Yeah, it's all good. And then the government's going to take them over to protect them and dole out what's left of it. It's going to be your fault again. I mean, they are really, really getting into dangerous waters here. Now, Gerald, this has been going on a week and a half before you broke it a week and a half ago. So this has been going on like a month now, almost 4 weeks. And you're clearly talking to these people. Or what have you learned since we talked last Tuesday or Wednesday when you talked to them? They just say, not going to get it. Because, you know, a few weeks ago, it's like, you'll get some of it later. Now it's just, we don't know where it went. I mean, as if the federal regulators and people couldn't go right into the transfer records. I mean, you know, I go get $1,000 in cash out of the bank to act like I'm a bank robber, even though it's, you know, the company's money, my money. But now they just don't know where it is, Gerald.
Exactly. Like I said, look how quick they found Gaddafi's money. And anytime they overthrow anybody, they grab their money right away. What? They can't find this dough? Who are they kidding? The money's not there. It's nowhere. And again, the big story is the CME Group. They call them, you know, that's an abbreviation for Chicago Mercantile Exchange. How about the Chicago Mafia Enterprise? How about this whole thing? You've been talking about it, the news story that broke over the weekend that we knew about for a long time, about how the Federal Reserve was dumping trillions of dollars into the banks. And they refused to report it, and we just got the information now. And here's the big lie. You heard the Jamie Dimons. You heard the Blank Fines. You know, the Goldman Sachs gang, the Merrill Lynch mob, the Morgan Stanley Marauders. You heard all of them saying, we don't need the money. They made us take it. And then now you look at how much money the Fed gave them, and they were in trouble. But they're saying in public, hey, our books are okay, man. We're solid. Can anybody call that fraud? How could they get away with it? And we are pinned to the wall as people, citizens, for every minor infraction that we break. Every little tiny thing, you can't get into your car without driving to A to B without breaking the law. But boy, oh boy, these guys could lie on the media in front of everybody, and the Fourth Estate pleads the Fifth. Not a word. And you know why? Because they're all in bed together. Mouse Blitzer. What is that guy? Anderson Cooper 360? How about ACDC 180? What a bunch of baloney over there.
All right, well, let's go back here, though. So you've been talking to these brokers and people, or so they're just saying?
They won't give us any information. The media won't follow up on it. We've been contacting all of them. It's one big cover-up. That's all it is. The whole system is collapsing. The money's not there. If the money's there, put the money on the table. They can't put the money on the table. The money's not there. The gold's not there. The only thing that's out there, Alex, is a lot of hot air.
And Gerald, you know what they're going to do. As soon as the collapse accelerates, they're going to launch a new war, stage some terror attacks. Everybody will say, the government took my bank account, but they're fighting Al-Qaeda, and they'll go out and salute the flag. The TSA is going to walk up and say, I'm groping your daughters, and they'll say, go ahead, it's to fight Al-Qaeda. The TSA person will say, well, actually, I'm just a pervert, but okay. Let's talk about how this is going to unravel the different angles. All you Americans and others out there who want to buy into evil and think the system cares about you, oh, it cares about you real good. You're going to find out how much it cares about you. Straight ahead with Gerald Celente. Stay with us. Final second. Celente, and none of us can hide from these people. They're going to steal everything and nail down. And Gerald was getting physical delivery of his gold. They just said, nope, you put your money in this account to buy it. Just like you buy something online, say from Amazon.com. Let's say you buy a book for $50, some rare book. And then it never comes, and you call them, and they just say, we don't know where the money is. Well, I want my refund. We're not going to talk to you. That's what it is. And so no silver dollar for Gerald Celente. They just took it. And they admit in Reuters and other places is sending shockwaves across the country. The official show ends in about 4 minutes, but I'm going to go into overdrive and take the calls for those that are holding. It'll be internet only, Infowars.com, but I promise to get to you. So get ready with your quick comment because I want to hear from you. Gerald, so how do you expect this to unfold? How do you expect this to be rolled out? You heard me make the point of they love to give us a war, as you've been saying in the last year, the next great war of the 21st century. Well, that was your trend at the start of this year. And certainly they're getting ready for that right now. So, I mean, what else are they going to do to try to get away with this?
Well, they're going to call a bank holiday of some sort, is my belief. You asked me for an update. I just had one on my account. Now, I want to make this really clear for all those who can't understand this. In April of this year, I bought a contract to take delivery in gold at the end of this month. I bought the gold at $1,443 an ounce. That was the agreement. The day that MF Global went bankrupt, they emptied out my account. They transferred my contract to another company, R.J. O'Brien. But I didn't buy gold at $1,443. That's only my imagination, and that's only what all the paperwork says. According to R.J. O'Brien, and those SOBs over there and CME Group and the rest of them, the trustees, I actually bought my gold at $1,767 an ounce. That's what they're telling me. So now when I take delivery, no. Now we're talking, let's just do the math. For 100 ounces, we're talking a $30,000 plus difference. Now, they're telling me, no, no, you didn't buy it at 1443 because we emptied out your accounts, sucker. We gave the money to our buddies. We're going to call them trustees, and they're going to charge a lot of money to do this, to give them the money so you could trust them. You got nothing, Salenti. Your gold is $1,767 an ounce, even though today, as we speak, what is it, Alex? $1,707 an ounce?
Yeah, let me just stop you right there. So 3 weeks, 4 weeks later, you're finally getting some spin. And now, even though your paperwork says you bought gold at this, they're spinning that as an excuse to say why they're keeping your money. So they finally came up with a new scam. And you say this just came in from them while we were on the break.
Yeah, I just got the mail. Just in between a break, they brought it over to me.
Well, stop. We're going to have to go into overdrive. I know you're very busy, Gerald, but can you stay there or take us out to break? Because this is breaking news. This is from what specific group?
R.J. O'Brien is the transfer group that they sent my account to.
Okay, and again, four people that are thick like me, explain. I mean, I get it, but explain it to like a five-year-old right now.
I bought the gold contract at $1,443 an ounce. The day that MF Global went bankrupt, they emptied out my account of all my money and gave my contract to R.J. O'Brien. They set the price of my gold now, not at $1,443. They made a new deal. The day of the transfer, gold was selling for $1,767 an ounce. That's how much I bought my gold for, not $1,443.
Even though you have a contract that you bought it at $1,443, and that, of course, was your risk and then your profit. Incredible. Gerald, I've got to hear exactly how they plan to spend this now. On the other side, incredible breaking news.
Fix bayonets. We are now entering overdrive with your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And if you're receiving this transmission, you actually care about reality and want to be informed and want to stand up for good. All right, I promise to get the calls. What I'm doing is I'm taking your names and numbers. If you want, you can be first in line tomorrow. I apologize, but this is too breaking. I was going to end the show, come back internet only at prisonplanet.tv and the InfoWars streams. Still a formidable audience, and go to your calls, but just breaking, because we're a month into this trying to get answers. All over the news, they're just like Reuters, Forbes, well, guess the money's gone. Nobody's going to ask. And now we can figure out how they're going to try to spin it and say, oh, and again, he's in a futures. He bets. He has to put the money in at that amount. If it actually was to, you know, go up, he makes a profit. If not, if it went down, he could lose. And instead now, they're basically taking his profit. Explain how that's a screw job, Gerald, what they've done to you.
Here's a statement. Remember I told you it wasn't MF Global. Here's an earlier statement, Lynd Waldock. They were bought out by MF Global. So all you imbeciles out there that are saying, hey, how could you deal with MF Global? Didn't you know Causeline was out of it? No, I didn't. Even if I knew it, I wouldn't know.
You've been dealing with them since the 70s. Trolls live in their mother's basements, yeah, eating Hot Pockets. Anyway, don't worry about
them. Those imbeciles, here's the statement. And then you'll see over here it says, COMEX Gold, $1,443, right? That's April of this year. I bought it in April knowing that I would take delivery of it in December. Here's the con. Here's the scam. Could you see that?
R.J. O'Brien.
Could you see the words across the top?
Corrected statement.
Of course. It was a mistake. All of these statements from April to now, it was my imagination. It's a corrected statement. I should know better. They corrected it.
That's why they took your six figures.
Exactly. Oh. Now it's $1,765 an ounce. It was my imagination. The SOBs. They make this crap up as they go along. There are no laws. This is fraudulent behavior. Oh, no, Mr. Salenti. Let me get this straight. We got a trustee, that's right. Yeah, yeah, me and Meyer Lansky and Dutch Schultz and Al Capone, yeah, we made up a new story.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it is. And you're too stupid, Salenti, to understand it. We took your money, and you're not getting it back because we gave it to our buddies. End of story. And everybody out there, listen up. Washington Mutual, Countrywide, Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch, Anglo-Irish, Dexia, you go down the list, Schwab, I don't care who it is. You don't know what's going on behind the doors, and you don't know the deals being made, and you don't know where your money is. I don't care what pension you have. I don't care what benefits you think you have. You got nothing.
Oh, wait till America. That's really like a bank holiday. They just closed it down for a month and then sent you a statement and said, your six-plus figures went bye-bye, Salente. Doesn't matter what all your paperwork and contracts say. The Easter Bunny took it, along
it's
with the Tooth Fairy.
Statement. They sent me a corrected statement.
Yeah, I mean, big deal.
That's the con.
And that's what a bank holiday is. They close it for a week, and when you come back, the dollar's been devaluated by a big chunk. And if you don't like it, SWAT teams are standing by.
That's right. They're taking over. Look what they do. You know, look what's going on in this country when you got...
Gerald, this is too incredible. Can I know you're super busy, but is there any way you could look at this for like 30 minutes and then shoot a quick interview for the nightly news so we can really figure out exactly? Because this is breaking. We're now getting some answers. This is huge. That's it for the transmission. See you on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock.